Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, we're going to go over the very good win against the Illini of Illinois this past week and dive right into possibly now the biggest game up to this point of this year when we play Penn State this weekend at Penn State. Let's do it. So the game against Illinois this past weekend was definitely supposed to be a game where Michigan could, I guess, so to speak, flex his muscle against, you know, this very weak opponent in Illinois and hopefully hit their strides offensively and defensively pretty easily. And it did look like that for the first, you know, portion of the game. They had a 28-0 lead, if you don't recall, and they were really just looking to take over this game and make a very big statement, kind of like what they did with Rutgers. The problem with Michigan is fumbles. You know, fumbles have been killing this Michigan team all year. And, you know, against like Illinois, when you fumble the ball and eventually then give up 25 unanswered points to make a game that was 28-0, now 28-25 going into the fourth quarter, that is very worrisome for any Michigan fan. Any college football fan just looking at this takes note of that. Because this is a game where they had all the momentum you could possibly ask for. They were playing very well. There was nothing wrong on the offense. And then comes along when you start fumbling the ball like you've been doing all year. It's been the run game. It's been Patterson. It's just been this team cannot hold on to the ball. And because of that, they gave up 25 unanswered points and put the entire Michigan Wolverines fan base, the entire college football fan base, on edge for this game that was supposed to be a blowout. So, yes, now, that is one way to look at things. The next way to look at things is, okay, they gave up 25 points. Now, when they did give up 25 points, they did find a way to keep playing and fighting and make and win this game. They won 42-25. You know, when they were losing 28-25, Patterson came out on the next drive, rushed for 4 yards on the 4th-and-2 and kept the drive alive. And then 2 plays later, he did connect with Donovan Peoples-Jones for a 5-yard touchdown and then put the Wolverines up by 10 points. So, yes, that did then spark another momentum change. So there's 2 ways to kind of look at it. One way is Michigan has been struggling heavily with turning the ball over and put themselves in jeopardy and really just made a game that was easily winnable, a very stressful game to the end. The next way to look at things is, yes, although they did put themselves in a position, they did somehow to work their way out of it and come out on top and, you know, scored 2 more touchdowns in that game in the fourth quarter to give themselves a sizable lead at the end of the day. So there's a few ways to look at things. This defense is playing great. Going into the year, I know I said that the Michigan offense was supposed to be the shining factor this year. The Michigan offense has definitely not been playing anywhere up to the potential they should be playing at right now. But this defense has really impressed me. And they are a very young group of guys. And a lot of guys had left this year. And there's a lot of questions on the defense. And, you know, they held this team to 28-0 for majority of the game. They held Rutgers to no points. And they held Iowa to 3 points. So, you know, holding this team 28-0, that was great. And I don't blame them for giving up those 25 unanswered points. That was not their fault. They were put in positions of very difficult time. They, you know, were off the field and had to come back on the field like 2 plays later when Michigan kept fumbling the ball. So those are things you have to consider when you're like, oh, well, the defense will give up 25 points. Well, that wasn't the defense. That was the offense putting the defense in that position, you know, in a very difficult position where they would have to then defend, you know, the end zone when the offense is starting on the 25-yard line. So those are just a lot of things to consider. No matter what, though, when the time came, you know, Cam McGrone forced that fumble at the end of the game to and Jordan Glasgow recovered it. You know, then they sacked Robinson the next drive. Mike Dana then knocked the ball out again, and Carlo Kemp recovered it on the 1 yard line. You know, it was, you know, these are things that you have to consider where they are still making plays when the time comes and the time matters. So those are some things to consider. Offensively, both good and bad. You know, Patterson threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another touchdown. And he, you know, despite of all of that, though, he did only throw for 194 yards. And that's, you know, we got the win, but I expect our quarterback, who is Shea Patterson, has a reputation of Shea Patterson, to be throwing more than 194 yards against Illinois. So that's a little frustrating. Not to mention, though, running back-wise has been superb this year. Hassan Haskins had 125 yards on 12 carries and a touchdown. And Zach Charbonnet had 116 yards on 18 carries and also had a touchdown. So that's what's really keeping our team alive right now is our run game, which I would not have expected for a Michigan team to have, you know, a few years ago and thinking this was going to happen now. You know, Michigan's always kind of been that team where they've never had this spectacular running back. And probably Fitzgerald Toussaint was the last, like, really, really good one. Caron Higdon had really good games here and there, but he wasn't consistent in getting 100 yards per game. Charbonnet right now is working amazing. And not to mention when we have a guy like Hassan Haskins in there who is kind of our threat when no one really knows much about him. And he can kind of come in there and still pose the same threat level to a defense that Charbonnet can pose. So that's great. They're really the best consistent part of our entire team right now. Because, for example, the wide receiver core, I don't know what's going on with them right now. You know, Nico Collins was out on Saturday with a minor injury. He should be back for the Penn State game. But guys like Tariq Black and even Donovan Peoples-Jones are not, you know, catching everything they should be catching. And it's also on Patterson for not throwing them the best balls. But our wide receiver core is supposed to be this really outstanding group of guys, and they're not performing up to the point that they should be playing, you know? And that's really frustrating to watch as a Michigan fan, to see these guys who are have so much potential and can really make these plays. Like, you see teams like Oklahoma and Alabama, when, you know, they have these guys, one guy is, you know, receiving over 200 yards in a game and they're scoring 2 to 3 touchdowns, like with like CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy. Like, we have guys that can do that. It's just they haven't been able to do that yet. So it's really been frustrating. You know, besides just, it's just fumbles. That's it. It's not even interceptions. It's not, you know, turning the ball over in any other way. It's, we have 17 fumbles and 9 fumbles that are lost. You know? Or, you know, Charbonnet fumbled, which was frustrating because Charbonnet would have had a perfect game if he not fumbled that ball. Drew Wilson fumbled at the start of the fourth quarter to set up that Illinois touchdown. And Patterson has been fumbling every single game. And it's just, it's so annoying because a team keeps saying, like, oh, you know, the fumbles, they're not affecting us, but yes, they're affecting you. They're affecting the game. It's not if it affects the person in the mind. They're affecting the game as a whole. And they're just, they shouldn't be there. They're hurt. In college football, the team that wins at the end of the day is the team that makes the least mistakes. And when you fumble the ball 17 times in the first 5 games, that is so unacceptable. That is so frustrating. And that just should not be the case. So, you know, at the end of the day, they had 355 yards of offense with 205 rushing, including 116 assists from Charbonnet, you know. And just with all of that, we just got to brush up everything. They just, this week against Penn State is the week. This is, you're going into Happy Valley. You're going into a place where the environment is going to be hectic and insane, and it's going to be probably, like, it's one of the best environments for a college football team to have. And when you have to go and play an environment like that, even if you're one of the best teams in the country, you're going to struggle. So we really have to brush up on that. And let's get into our preview of that game right now. So going into this game today, you know, Michigan this week is ranked 16th in the country. They're 5-1 overall and 3-1 in the Big Ten. They're going to play the number 7 ranked team in the country in Penn State, who is undefeated, 6-0 regular season, 3-0 in the Big Ten. The biggest thing with Penn State is their defense. They are ranked number 4 in the country in defense. They average only giving up 259 yards total per game. They're coming off a 17-12 victory at Iowa. That is not great for Iowa, losing those two games. But again, they yielded Iowa to 12 points. So that is a just, even though we only yielded them to 3, that's still a big thing to take into consideration. You know, this game is going to be big. Penn State has a lot of weapons on this team. You know, they, just looking at the teams they've beaten already this year, you know, they killed Idaho 79-7. Now I know that's like a team like Idaho, but still, that's a lot of points to put up in a game. They routed Maryland 59-0 when Maryland was coming off of a very hot record and they were ranked for the first time in a very long time. And Penn State came in and kind of just stopped them in their tracks. They beat Iowa 17-12. They beat Purdue 35-7. You know, the most amount of points they've given up in a game this year was 13 points to Buffalo. That's very worrisome for a team that struggles a lot offensively. Already this year, Sean Clifford, their quarterback, has over 1,500 yards passing. Noah Cain, running back, has 310 yards rushing. He has 57 carries for 6 touchdowns. And, of course, their wide receiver, KJ Hamler, already has 455 receiving yards for 5 touchdowns this year. So that's just definitely going to be worrisome to kind of go up against. They only give up an average of 8 points a game and score 42 points a game on average. They average 191 rushing yards a game and 274 yards passing a game. So all these stats are kind of, you know, you got to look at them in respects to a Michigan team who does very much struggle on the offensive side of the ball. And with a team like the Penn State defense, this could be a very similar game to the Wisconsin game. And that's just what I'm worried about most, because like they've been running the ball very well these past few weeks. But, you know, if you think about going back to Wisconsin, this Michigan team played horrifically on all sides of the ball. And for a team like that, where they have the number 4 ranked defense of the country and have an offense that is producing these numbers, you know, already this season, this team could be in a lot of trouble. So first and foremost this week, Michigan can't give up any fumbles. They can't fumble the ball once. They fumble the ball once, Penn State's scoring off that fumble, and I'm going to make a statement on that. You know, that's a huge thing. They have to not fumble the ball. Number 2 is they need to score early. Michigan, you know, they gave up 25 points in the third or fourth quarter, but it was okay at the end of the day because we scored 28 points already. We were running 28-0. They need to score early. They can't afford themselves to go down 14-0, 21-7. They can't do that to themselves. You know, they need to score on one of the first two possessions at least. Best if it's the first two possessions, you know, because they need to stay with Penn State. We need to hit them early because Penn State's not faced a competition yet where a team has scored early on them and they've not had to really, you know, stay in a game with any team. So they need to score early on Penn State. Penn State's coming off a game against Iowa. Iowa could have won that game. So we need to take advantage of that, read what Iowa did, and just fix the mistakes Iowa made so we can come out here on top. It's going to be a whiteout game against Penn State. It's going to be a game where the stakes are high. These are playoff hopes for Penn State. If Penn State wins this game, they're still in the playoff contention. If they lose, then they're out. So we need to kick them out of these playoff hopes, you know? They're going to put everything on the line for these games. And we need to come out here. We're now going to be the underdogs, which I think actually helps us. Because in the past, we've always you know, been supposed to win all these games, and we've just been disappointing to everything, to everybody. And this game, we're finally the underdog. We can come in here and we can, you know, prove to everybody that we are still Michigan football and we're still a program where you should not mess with our team. So, you know, despite all of this, I think we lose 38-24. I think Michigan loses 38-24 in this game. But I think they're going to score two touchdowns late to put themselves up. I think it will be close at halftime, but at the end of the game, they're going to put themselves up and, you know, come out on top. But I hope Michigan proves me wrong. It's just for games like this, I don't think this Michigan team has a skill set this year to win these bigger games this year. But that being said, I'll still be there in my jersey, dressed head to toe in Michigan gear, rooting as hard as I possibly can for this Michigan team, and hopefully they come on top. So thank you, everybody, for listening to my podcast today. I know I haven't made one in a few weeks. It's been very hectic these last few weeks, but I'm back. I'm here, and I'll be here for a recap of this game where hopefully Michigan comes back on top and starts a new season for these Wolverines. We got a lot of hard games coming up in the next few weeks, so it's time to start now to start a new win streak. So, yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you have a great day. Thank you.